And welcome to the show again, Adriano.
Always good to be here. Thank you.
Now, we all feel that St Albans is a safe city, but we should be always aware of our surroundings, even when we're in St Albans. And we should pay attention to our own personal safety, I think particularly after dark. So what advice would you give to local residents if they're, particularly if they are elderly or if they're disabled in some way?
Yeah, I have to say with this one, talking about personal safety, the elderly do come into this quite significantly, because looking at crimes that we have had in St Albans, I'm thinking about pickpockets more than anything that affect elderly people. The reason for this, I've got to say, and without sounding disparaging to more seniors in our community, you're not as alert as you were when you're probably in your 20s or 30s. You are probably easily distracted. You're probably not quite so aware of your surroundings. You're not as quick on your pins as you used to be.
Yeah.
Crimes that I'm talking about here have happened where we've had dipping gangs, as we call them, pickpocketing gangs, particularly coming up from London. What they will do, they will follow elderly people into the banks. They will look over their shoulders. They won't necessarily always take their card, although that does happen, where they will see them use the PIN number and they'll try and take the card off them by distracting them. Again, because you're slightly older, you're not as sharp maybe. Maybe your mental faculties aren't as there. And again, I really don't mean to sound that disparaging, but that's who they target.
Yes, yeah.
A lot of elderly people tend to like to deal in cash quite a lot as well. They'll come up to St Albans on market day on a Wednesday and a Saturday. They'll take out £200-300 in cash. They'll tuck it away somewhere. They will get distracted. And particularly, we've noticed that a lot of pickpockets and dippers tend to be women. So they'll put on the charm. They'll generally work in gangs of two, possibly three. One of them will distract the elderly person. The other will be in the handbag and take the cash. If they take your card, they don't always need the PIN number, because obviously now we've got contactless cards.
Yes.
And what happens is your card is stolen at 12 o'clock in St Albans. They will use it multiple times, £30 here, £30, £30, before you know it, your account's been wiped out of money.
Yep.
So if there's one thing that you take from any of these shows we do, and we're really hot on it in St Albans, we do have a lot of covert patrols on market day. Again, we've had a lot of successes. We see cars, we've seen number plates, we've gone down to London and made arrests, and they have been prosecuted as well. We've got some very good, and I have to say here, my colleague PC Ify Iqbal has done fantastic things with this in the past. People have been arrested, but please, please, please be aware of your surroundings, particularly on market day if you're elderly. I would tend to try and use the cash point in the branch, so then at least if any crime does happen, you're on CCTV. But just take those warnings on board, because it does happen. It continues to happen, but we try to prevent it from happening.
And what about wearing, you know, if people go out wearing maybe, you know, an expensive watch or a piece of jewellery? I mean, obviously we want to be able to wear these things, but are they making you more vulnerable?
Robberies, muggings is probably more common, are very few and far between. I've got to say, people rarely get held up for jewellery, whatever. It's not like, you know, highway Dick Turpin sort of thing. That said, I have had an incident where somebody had a high-value watch taken off them in a nightclub. It's a difficult one, isn't it? Because you buy these things because you want to enjoy them.
Well,
and I wouldn't
say
be, you know, don't wear your jewellery on your fine neck. But be aware of your surroundings. You know, if you're going to a nice hotel, a nice restaurant, probably not a problem. But if you're going to a nightclub or a concert or a, you know, a pub, it's not difficult for someone to just pull it, snatch it off you, is there? And in a crowd, you'd never know who did it. You know, you wouldn't know if you dropped it. So, and the other thing, of course, and this maybe applies to slightly younger people, we do get situations where they've had quite a bit to drink and they just don't remember what happened.
No, exactly. And so, that's another thing which is important, isn't it? If you're going out, you know, even if you had just, you know, two or three drinks in a restaurant or pub, you can be a little bit more vulnerable then, because you're not going to be quite as on the ball as you would have been had you not had a drink.
Completely. And you're not the best witness then, are you?
No.
Because we had situations where people say, oh, well, I don't know, I had a couple of drinks. And of course, a couple, we all tend to lie a bit, don't we? We have more than we say. What time are you in this restaurant? Well, I think it was this time. It turns out it wasn't. We tried to check CCTV. You're not even there at that time. You're not sure who's coming up to you. You tend to get a bit more verbose and friendly with people, don't you, once you've had a few drinks? And they might be people who are there to do you harm.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, just, you know, be your own best judge of this as well. Don't overdrink. Be aware of your surroundings. And as you say, wearing jewellery, don't be too conspicuous.
And if it's, I think particularly at night, Adriano, I mean, it's maybe better, is it, to walk around the streets with someone else or in a group rather than just be on your own, particularly maybe when we're getting sort of 11, 12 o'clock at night.
Yeah, and I know the problem a lot of people highlight is, I mean, St Albans, is a lot of the street lights get turned off in some of the residential areas, don't they, at midnight. So you're coming back, you don't know who's there, you can't see what's going on. As I say, street robbery is very rare in St Albans. It really, you know, it doesn't happen half as much as it probably does in London. But even for it to happen to you once, or even just to be hassled by someone, isn't it? Someone says something rude to you, they maybe just threaten you, they jump out of the shadow. It's just not nice, is it?
No, no.
Yeah, come back in a group, reputable taxi firm drops you at your front door. Far safer, you feel more comfortable, don't you? You're not worrying about getting back late in the night.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, yeah, take a taxi.
Spend that extra few quid.
Yeah, exactly. It's, your safety is far more important, isn't it?
Yeah, and I've got to say, some of the pavements in St Albans, the council won't take me for it, are a bit bobbly, aren't they?
So, yeah, so you know,
from a physical safety point of view,
exactly,
just get the cab.
Well, that's great. Thanks very much, Adriana. Thank you.
No trouble.
And welcome again, Adriana.
Thanks for having me.
Now, over the past few weeks on the show, we have been talking about the various kinds of holidays, both in the UK and abroad, because when people reach just that certain age and they've got a bit more time, of course they want to go and travel. But being away from our home environment can make us more vulnerable, can't it? So what sort of crimes and scams, because there are scams that we know do take place abroad, what should we be particularly looking out for?
Yeah, as you say, the slightly elderly people, I suppose, have got more time, more money on their hands. They don't have the commitment of the family. Mm. They're going to travel abroad. I think things to watch out for, be conscious that just because you're on holiday and it's all, you know, new to you and you think it's all wonderful, it's just like being at home, if that makes sense. You shouldn't let your guard down just because you're abroad. Mm. Mm. If anything, redouble your efforts, because you're in a strange country. Everything is completely strange to you. Unless you're a master of many languages, you probably won't even know what people are saying sometimes. So you are naturally going to be different. You're naturally going to be a target for criminals, because they will look at somebody who's vulnerable, who doesn't know where they are, who's wandering around with their, you know, eyes up and looking at what street names they're at, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. Just be on your guard, I think, is the first advice to have. A lot of things, when we talk about crime, you probably wouldn't even know it was a crime, would you? It could be a little thing like they charge you double because you're a tourist.
As a taxi fare, for example.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, we'll take taxi as an example. Taxis worldwide have a meter. That's the whole point of them. They are a taxi meter service. So get clear that the meter is on before you start your journey. If for some reason they don't have a meter or they don't start it, before you go anywhere, say, right, how much is the fare from the airport to my hotel? Because they'll rip you off otherwise. Is that the definite cost? That's a fixed price. It's not more because it's the weekend and because it's after midnight or whatever it might be. How much is it? If you look on TripAdvisor and other things, they give you a very good indication. You can kind of say, I'm going from this airport to that hotel, and people will have done that journey before, and they'll say, yeah, it should really cost you €20, $10, whatever it might be.
Yeah, so
forearmed
online
is forewarned, isn't it? I think you've got to do a little bit of research ahead of things as well. And equally, things like tours that you might get offered or whatever, do it through your rep. You know, don't just go to some bloke on the corner of the street, because you don't know what you're going to get. You don't know if you're going to go in a serviceable vehicle to this thing. Water sports, you know, when was the last time they got checked or inspected? Are those jet skis good? So I'm not necessarily talking about crimes, I'm talking about your own safety and money you might spend. The other obvious things, and we touched on this on another programme, don't make yourself conspicuous. You know, if you're going to Benidorm for 2 weeks, do you really need to take your family, pearls, jewellery? You know, you're going to stick out like a sore thumb, aren't you? You really are. If you're wearing shorts and T-shirt, it's just going to look like I've got money, isn't it?
Yes, and also I think if you wear an expensive camera around your neck, I mean, again, you're making, well, apart from the fact you've got an expensive camera that they could be stealing,
completely.
But you're making yourself obviously a tourist.
Yeah. The other thing to bear in mind, and I thought of this because I've only recently come back from a holiday, criminals operate in airports. Criminals operate in hotels. Criminals go on holiday. They do all the things that you do as well.
Mm.
So don't think for a minute that fellow passengers are just fellow passengers. They will be criminals. So there are people who will nick off you on a plane. They will nick off you in an airport. You know what I mean? It's not that you'll necessarily go to a destination and get become the victim of crime. It can happen anywhere on the journey there and back.
Yeah, it's like it's a 24/7 profession for them, isn't it?
But your guard is down.
They're never off duty.
No, and you know what it's like. Your guard is down. You get to the airport. You know your holiday's just beginning.
you're in a relaxed frame of
completely,
mind.
Completely. Yeah. You know, and you, although you've gone through security, it will take nothing for somebody to nick your laptop in, while yes. you've gone to duty free, or, you know, you just put it yeah. down for a second. So be aware, because you won't see them take it, your wallet, your cash. The other obvious thing is don't keep all your valuables together. If you're going in a party, you and the family, split your money up. Don't have all the credit cards together. Don't have all the passports together. Because, you know, if that happens, you're absolutely scuppered, aren't you? Oh, all yeah. your holiday money yeah. has got stolen together.
Oh, and your passport.
Yeah, yeah. You know. I'll tell you one example, actually, that we had ourselves when we went to Italy. And I can say this being half Italian. We had to move some cases up from the car in Rome up to my auntie's flat, which was like three flights up. Of course, we left the car undone. All our cases got stolen. We literally had all the clothes we were standing
no.
in. And we had to go and buy clothes. Yeah, yeah. And that happened to us. And we were Italian. But do you know what they saw was the British number plate? So again, you know, if you're driving abroad and you're yes. driving a British registered car,
yeah.
it sticks out, doesn't it? You are
you
different.
You are a target.
You've got to be a little bit careful.
Now, the other thing that I've heard, actually, I think there's been on the television quite a bit, is these distraction thefts. Where people are, you know, someone bumps into you, or you know, comes up to you, you're looking at a map, and
yeah,
they come
yeah.
up to you, and while they're talking to you, or while they are, you know, keeping you occupied, someone else,
yeah.
a sort of partner in crime of theirs, is pinching stuff out of your pockets or taking
yeah.
your handbag.
Do not be under any illusion. In some foreign countries, and you can research on the internet, which they are, pickpocketing is a profession. There are people who are
yeah.
really, really good at it. And as you say, they'll come up to you with a very large map, pretending they need directions. The hand goes into your pocket. I've had it myself when, again, I was in Rome, actually. I had another one in Rome where I had my son on in front of me on in a papoose. A woman was tugging at my shoulder. She was literally screaming at me, going... Blah, 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 blah. The daughter, she was working with a little child, had her hand in my front pocket, was trying to take some money out as well.
Yeah.
These people are really good at it.
So even children
yeah,
are,
yeah,
are
will,
being
will
used.
Be used
yes.
in crime
yeah.
as well. So again, be aware of your surroundings. Who's near you? What are they trying to do to you?
Now, I think one other thing you did say to me not so long ago was that, you know, if you are going somewhere, maybe... that's not one of the normal destinations
yeah.
particularly, it's probably worth having a look on the say the Foreign Office website just
yeah.
to see what's going on in that country
yeah.
at that time.
I think it's fco.gov.uk, the Foreign and Commonwealth Office.gov.uk. I mean, purely and simply from a safety point of view, so, you know, their advice would be don't travel to Syria, for example. That's obvious. But then if you say the other countries, so it might be like Thailand, Philippines, wherever it might be, there are levels of risk and what's going on, and they put down crime trends and I think like that on there as well. So yeah, use that as an extra tool. TripAdvisor, and I'm sure there are others there as well, will give you advice. What they will say, people who've gone there in recent weeks, what's happening in the resorts? Is there a crime trend? Are there bag snatches? Are there guys on scooters trying to nick your mobile phone? Avoid this area of town. Go to this area of town. You know, do some research as well. It's not simply paying your ticket and booking your holiday and flying off. Do a little bit of, you know, research. Which is a good street? Should I not walk off the main road? Because that's a really bad area. We went to New York not so long ago, had a lovely holiday, but we were just a couple of blocks away from where it started to get a little bit seedy, and you could
yes.
see that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
literally, you can just sometimes turn around the corner and think, ooh, don't want to be here. Walk back. Don't try and walk through it because you don't really know where you're going. Just,
no.
just be aware.
Looks like I think because you're again you're out of your own home environment
yeah.
and
yeah.
it you know you're even more vulnerable.
Completely, completely.
Well, that's again some fantastic advice, Adriano, and you've given us now over the last six shows some fantastic information about how to look after ourselves and our belongings and our cars. And hopefully we'll see you again on future programmes.
Yeah, indeed. And I mean, just one sort of postscript to all that. Don't live in fear. Enjoy your life and whatever. Just take sensible precautions. And then I think, you know, you can be safe.
Yes, just be aware.
Exactly. Thank
Great.
You.
Thank you, Adriano.